This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man's soul of faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his face. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
America. Welcome to the show, everyone. 877-317-6432 is the number here. Did you watch the Academy Awards last night? They had something on last night called the Academy Awards. I'm going to get into that a little bit later in the show. It was just filled with such hate and vitriol, though, I got to tell you. And does anybody even watch them or care about them anymore? And can you name the last three films that won Best Picture? Because I don't know if I could if I'm put on the spot. At any rate, George W. has emerged now to trash our Commander-in-Chief, yes. After sitting and not saying anything pretty much for the last 16 years. Because remember, George Bush never, ever, ever, ever punched back when the media, if they trashed him, he just sat there all glossy-eyed and said not a word. But now he has taken it upon himself to be the spokesman to trash Trump. Really? Okay. All right. Remember, for 8 years, and remember how the narrative by the media was always how stoic George W. was, and he didn't even get involved. That he, after he was president, he just rode off into the sunset, went back to his ranch in Crawford, Texas, and never to be heard from again. He was just going to do some work on the ranch and do his Wounded Warrior stuff, and that's pretty much it. Never talked, never gave press conferences. In fact, if he did give press conferences or talk, it would be about his charity, the Wounded, it's not the Wounded Warrior, I'm sorry, it's something very similar to that, where he works with veterans, and he's got like that bike race. Anyway, but no, he's come out now, and he wants to talk now about Trump. Make no mistake about it, okay? And I want people to understand what's going on. When you see these leading Republicans that come out, it's the same guys. This is a concerted effort by the neocon wing of the Republican Party, the establishment wing of the Republican Party, to continue to trash your president, your commander-in-chief. I want you to understand what's going on here, because if it hasn't been apparent to you by now, then make no mistake about it. And I know, listen, I know from the comments that I get and the kind of listeners that I have, I know you people get it. Okay? I'm just reiterating this for you. But here's some of the interview. I want to get into this interview that George W. gave to Matt Lauer. And so he chooses to go on the Today Show, right? Because, you know, the Today Show is serious journalism. Because the today, and how many times have I said to people, I've said this so many times on my show, and I'll say it again. Shows like Good Morning America, the Today Show, they have the biggest reach to the low information, uninformed voter. Right? So that's who he's speaking to. I doubt that my listeners are going to be listening to the Today Show and watching the Today Show. But for all the people that are getting dressed for work, getting their kids off to school, blow drying your hair, getting ready, and you have it in the background, this is what's known as white noise. And to add to that white noise, you have none other than W coming in, talking about the President of the United States. Yet he never, ever once said anything about Obama. So I want you to understand what's going on here. To all the people that dutifully watch Fox News or read the Wall Street Journal, and by the way, I watch Fox News and I read the Wall Street Journal, but I also understand what a mind-bending, a Jedi mind trick they try to pull on you whenever you listen to Fox News, or when you read the Wall Street Journal, for that matter. Okay, remember, these people are not your friends. So don't get lulled into thinking that because you dutifully watch Fox News that you are being informed. Because you're not. You're not. Okay? And I've said this time and time again, and I want to say it again. Fox News is not your friend. Wall Street Journal is not your friend. And George W. is certainly not your friend. Okay? I mean, it's just amazing. And when you see all these people come out of the woodwork, you know why. Understand, this guy never, ever came out and criticized Obama in 8 years. Never once. Do you recall any time he came out and said anything about Obama? No, never did. Never did. But now, a month into Donald Trump's administration, George Bush feels the need now to speak out against Donald Trump, sitting president, a member of his own party. But, of course, the Bushies haven't gotten over the fact that Donald Trump vanquished the Bushies from the party. The Bushies haven't gotten over the fact that it's no longer the Bushes' party any longer. It's now Donald Trump's party, and they are pissed. They are pissed. And so they're going to bring out George W., the trash, a sitting president. This is a Republican, an ex-Republican president, coming out to specifically trash our president. So if there was any doubt in your mind where your loyalties lie and where the loyalties of the Bush wing of the Republican Party lie, if there's any doubt, let me cast aside all doubt for you. I'm going to take a quick break right now, but when I come back, don't go anywhere because I want to play for you this interview with Matt Lauer and W. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Call me your car.
Edward Woodson Show.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends like modern waterproof wood look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Seinfeld, you're a very, very bad. Bad Man. Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. So George W. Chooses to go on with Matt Lauer, which I thought was an interesting choice. Here we've got an ex-president who has never commented for 8 years during the... I don't recall him ever coming out and choosing to comment on Obama. But yet he comes out and specifically sits down with Matt Lauer to tell us that, yes, Donald Trump is a very, very bad man. Listen.
Interesting point, because you were a guy who faced both praise and criticism from the media during your time in office, even at the times where you were dealing with the worst criticism, where it must have been very difficult to hear and read some of the things that were being said by the press in this country. Did you ever consider the media to be the enemy of the American people?
Okay, here we go, here we go, here we go. Did you ever consider the media to be enemy of the American people? They specifically brought out W. You get what's going on here? To trash our president. Listen.
I consider the media to be indispensable to democracy. That we need an independent media to hold people like me to account. I mean, power can be very addictive, and it can be corrosive, and it's important for the media to call to account people who abuse their power, whether it be here or elsewhere. One of the things I spent a lot of time doing was trying to convince a person like Vladimir Putin, for example, to accept the notion of an independent press.
Right.
And it's kind of hard to... tell others to have an independent free press when we're not willing to have one ourselves.
So, let me stop that there. So, you see what he did there? He, in one fell swoop here, he criticized Trump going after the media, and then he brought in, seamlessly, it would appear, Putin. You see how he did that? See why he did that? Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, I think that we need an independent media. And, the media is our friend. Huh. Really? Amazing. Amazing how this guy, this again, he never once said anything for 8 years, and now he's out here and he's going to talk about Donald Trump. All right, I've got a caller from Arizona. Jim wants to talk about this Bush interview. Hey, Jim, how are you? Thanks for calling the show. Appreciate it.
Hey,
thanks for listening.
Going?
Good, thanks.
Hey, I think it shows what Trump did through the whole thing. It just confirms the exposure, how he's exposed them, you know, with Bush.
Correct.
And you wonder, he's probably still have to pay off those lobbyists. So I'm sure they had a little something to do with it, sending them out.
Well, it would appear that something's going on here because, you know, he was silent for the better part of 8 years, and then all of a sudden now he comes out. And notice how he specifically targets the handling of the media. He addresses the Russia deal, and it's all so subtle and kind of normal because, you know, he's just on the Today Show, right?
You know how they twist it? with the media, they're saying that they want to silence him. Like, he never said that. This is all about just confronting him on lying.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
So,
yeah,
he's never said anything about silencing them.
No, but yet we've heard this from the media that it's chilling. He has a chilling effect. He's trying to silence the media. I haven't seen any legislation proposed that would limit the media. All he's, like you say, that's a great point, Jim. All he's done is just called them out for being liars. That's all he's done.
And they did it. They did it once. They stepped right in it.
And then, Bush, bringing Bush out is just so telling. You know, I don't know if that's, I guess it works for a certain part of the population that, you know, I guess views Bush as, I don't know, what is he, the standard bearer for the Republican Party? I guess, I don't know.
Yeah, he has that same smirk, like, and that's probably part of it, too. He's got to come out because he attacked his brother, Fredo. You know?
Yeah.
So he's got to come out and kind of stick up for him.
He's got to protect the family, jewels.
real quick on that, you know, on that correspondence dinner, you ought to have like a voters dinner, you know, while they're over there yucking it up and having some fancy dinner and with the highfalutin, you know, people. You ought to have a voters dinner and everyone come over and eat Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Jim, that's a great, great idea, right? They can have buckets of KFC. They can have some
gravy,
right? And then a table with like McDonald's stuff, right?
Yeah,
fries,
yeah.
Burgers, Filet-O-Fish, basically all of Trump's favorites.
Yeah, I mean that's what for the voters and the small business people, and it's like you guys have your dinner. Because he's like, he's been there before. I mean,
you guys have your dinner, we'll have ours.
Yeah,
that's a great idea. Actually, that's I'm gonna run that up the flagpole.
All right, I appreciate it.
All right, hey, thanks for coming on the show. I appreciate it, and thanks for listening. All right, Jim. Look, this is it's amazing, isn't it? It's amazing how they bring out George W. specifically to criticize Trump, but in a way that's a very subtle, you know. They bring him on the morning show. Notice how they bring him on to NBC Today. Notice that. He doesn't come on Fox. He doesn't come on, anywhere else. No, he comes on the NBC Today show because, you know, it's so fair and impartial. And it's just hilarious, really. We'll be right back. I've got more of the interview with George W. And Matt Lau. In case you missed it this morning and you couldn't hear it because the blow dryer was so loud. We'll be right back.
You made my soul a burning fire. You're getting to be my one desire.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel-toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clicksafety.grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Stylin', wildin', living it up in the city. Got Chuck's on with Saint Laurent, gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman, I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man, I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am, I'm too hot. And my band bout that money, break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. So, of course, I'm watching last night the local, I'm sorry, not the local, the national news. Might as well be the local news. Watching the national news, it's so funny because I think I was watching NBC. You know, I'm going through the channels and stuff. I'm watching NBC. And and of course they're like the new NBC Wall Street Journal poll shows that Obama has the lowest approval rating of any American president in history at 44%. And of course it's the NBC News, Wall Street Journal poll. So I'm supposed to think that it's, you know, legit. Right? Oh, Trump sucks. Because NBC News, a Wall Street Journal poll that tells me so. Uh-huh. And of course, they, this morning, trot out W. Want to go back to that. Interview this morning with Matt Lauer. Exclusive. Today's exclusive interview. They made a huge deal out of it. And I guarantee you, this is going to be one of the lead stories And so what they're going to do is they're going to frame it like this. Well, none other than George W. said this. But they're not going to make it seem like he's trashing Trump. Just that he's the adult in the room. That he's normal. See, look, don't you miss this kind of president, Republicans? Don't you miss this? So I want to go back to this interview here. Listen.
So you mentioned Vladimir Putin. So many questions about the contacts between Trump associates during the campaign and the Russian government. As a former president, would you like to see a special prosecutor appointed to look into this once and for all and give the American people answers?
Well, first of all, I think we all need answers. Whether or not the special prosecutor is the right way to go tonight, you're talking to the wrong guy. I have great faith in Richard Burr, for example. He's the head of the Senate Intelligence Committee. Really good guy and an independent thinker. And, you know, if he were to recommend a special prosecutor, then it'd have a lot more credibility with me. But I'm really, you know, I've never been a lawyer. I'm not sure the right avenue to take. I am sure, though, that that question needs to be answered.
It was so, in order to combat the charge of fake news, they bring out George W. to combat fake news. Oh, and also see what they did here. The first part of the interview, he says, don't you believe in media? And he says, oh, yes, I believe in a free and a fair media. It's very important for our republic to have a free and fair media and for the president not to criticize the media. And then, of course, let's talk about Russia. Well, it's very important for, us to find out what's going on with the Russia thing. How long is this Russia thing going to go on for? I mean, they've really pulled out all the stops now, bringing in George W. to talk about it. So in order to combat the allegation of fake news, they bring in more fakery, but they bring in the big dog, which is George W. Listen.
Only 8 or 9 months after you took office that the attacks of 9/11 occurred, the worst terrorist attack on American soil. And just after those attacks, you gave a speech and you said this. I also want to speak tonight directly to Muslims throughout the world. We respect your faith. It's practiced freely by many millions of Americans and by millions more in countries that America counts as friends. Its teachings are good and peaceful.
Yes. Because Islam is a religion of peace. See what they're doing here? See what they're doing here? They're reinforcing the left's narrative with George W. If there is any doubt in your mind whatsoever of what's going on, please pay attention. And the reason why I'm spending so much time on this is because this is fake news right here. They're trying to combat fake news by more fakery.
Very different talk than what we're hearing today about a Muslim ban. Do you think the president's position on this has been well thought out?
I think it's very important for all of us to recognize one of our great strengths is for people to be able to worship the way they want to or not worship at all. I mean, the bedrock of our freedom, a bedrock of our freedom, is the right to worship freely. And I understood right off the bat, Matt, that this was an ideological conflict. And people who murder the innocent are not religious people. They want to advance an ideology, and we have faced those kind of ideologues in the past.
But by banning people from seven predominantly,
are you listening to this? You might as well, this could be Barack Obama just as easily as it is George W.
Muslim countries from entering this country, do we make it easier or harder to fight the war on terrorism?
It's harder.
Well, I think it's very hard to fight the war on terrorism if we're in retreat. And I think we learned that lesson that, you know, if the United States decides to pull out before a free society emerges, it's going to be hard to defeat them. The enemy is very good about exploiting weakness. It's going to be very important, if that's the goal, to defeat ISIS, which I believe it should be, that we project strength. Now, whether or not the domestic politics plays helps them or not,
Just want to make sure I understand. You're for or against the ban? You're against the ban?
I am for an immigration policy that's welcoming and that upholds the law.
I just want to know. Are you for or against the ban? I just want to know. Because, you know, all the stupid people out there. I just want to make sure that we get this propaganda correct.
On a more general note, you sat at the inauguration, you listened to President Trump's inaugural address, and he talked about American carnage.
Yeah.
And the fact that so much has gone wrong in this country and so much is wrong. Is that the America you see when you travel around this country?
Well, the America I see often is the America that these vets represent, people willing to sacrifice for the greater good, to put their lives on the line, and then come back and make America a wonderful place to live. And that's why I'm here. I'm selling this book. Because I want America to realize how fortunate we are to have people in our midst, and that we got to help them transition from.
And he wonders why it is he lost, or I'm sorry, his brother lost. Same thing. You see, there's no difference there. You listen to him talk. You might as well be listening to. Barack Obama talk. And it's what I've always said. There is but one party. One party in D.C. Not two parties. They make you think there's two parties. They make you think that you have a choice. But you never had a choice. First time you had a choice in your lives was when Donald Trump ran for president. The first time you ever had a choice. Because they made you think you had a choice. But no, you never had a choice. We'll be right back. Go for it.
Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Shining a spotlight on the media minions, the Edward Woodson Show.
Hey, kids, hey, Lucy, give us a spotlight. This is something that you know to change the weather. But a cattle fight is called the night, so stick around.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. You know, there's this all this talk now. And pushback against Donald Trump about fake news. I love it because, remember, the left are the ones that came up with that moniker of fake news. And so Donald Trump managed to turn it around, because he's a counterpuncher, and to use it effectively basically to push back against the false media narrative. And it's important to remember that everything now is fake, honestly. That's where we're at now. But nothing you hear now in media, in general, there is a slant, a story to everything. Case in point, you're hearing about these town hall meetings now, right? All these town hall meetings, and you know the media is talking about it, and they're talking about how the Democrat Party now has their own grassroots movement, similar to the Tea Party, that is showing up at these town halls. The only difference is that it's not organic. It's not grassroots. These are paid protesters from the unions, from MoveOn.org, for America for Action, the Black Lives Matter crowd. And so I want to play this for you, this little exchange here. It's like a little kid at a town hall meeting. And by the way, this is what despots and dictators do. They use children. Okay? They use children to further their political agenda. And this is This is the playbook of despots and dictators, which you could just interchange that for the Democrat Party. So I want to play this for you. This is this little kid at a town hall meeting confronting a Republican congressman. I want you to listen to this exchange here.
Hi, I am Jeremy Betts from Summit, and I would like to know, will you hold Russia accountable for hacking and how?
What? You're kidding me, right? Yeah. So they had this little kid, and he's actually, like, asking about, will you hold the Russians accountable and how? Really? Like, that's what the little kid cares about. Not Pokemon, sports or any number of other things. No, it was, this little kid is concerned about the Russians hacking the elections. Really?
Yes, thank you. Thank you. The answer to that question is yes, I will hold Russia accountable. And the better part of your question, I believe, is how should we hold Russia accountable? And I favor continued sanctions on Russia.
Yes.
I favor perhaps even increasing the sanctions on Russia. I do not believe there is a moral equivalency between the government of the United States and the government of Russia.
Woo! Ah. You see that? By the way, this is a Republican representative. Okay? You might as well just be a Democrat. See, again, it's like what I always say. And I'm reinforcing it by playing this for you. There's no difference now. No difference. The two parties, they are one. It's basically the Republican Party, Democrat Party, the media in this country, they're all the opposition now. Listen.
I can interview with Richard.
And I hope that the president follows the advice, particularly of his Secretary of Defense, General Mattis, particularly of his new National Security Advisor, General McMaster. I think that the new National Security Advisor is preferable to the old National Security Advisor.
So you hear the little kid, yes, yes, like he even knows what's going on. He has no idea.
And I hope that the Russian regime will understand that the tradition of this country is to trust but verify, as President Reagan so famously said. I also believe, and this is not related directly to your question, but I also believe that it is important that we maintain a strong and continued relationship with NATO.
Got it? He just went down the talking points of all the neocons now. Got it? I mean, every single one. Every single one. What a coincidence. You know, you got this little kid. He comes up there. He's, are you going to take care of the Russians? Oh, I'm glad you asked that question. As a matter of fact, are you kidding me right now? Really? Little kid? Was he like 9 or 10? This kid? He could already speak. He's just a little kid. But, hey. I guess it's real. It was on the news. You know, if it's on NBC, Today Show, it's true. And Look, you've got the you got W up there talking about Lauer. It's got to be true. And you understand? All this crap is fake. All of it. All of it. All of it. And I understand how it's hard to sift through this stuff. It is. Because the fact that you're bombarded with fake news every single day. Like, everything you watch, basically, is fake. Everything. Whether it's movies, pop culture, now politics, the fakery seeps into everything now. And Donald Trump is absolutely right. And he is right to call it out. Just as he's done throughout the campaign, just as he's done now. He's right. Call them out. Call out the fakery. And let me just say, when you have to resort to children, and you hide behind children and use children to advance a false narrative, you're in Vladimir Lenin territory, is where you're at. Okay? That's where you're at. It's amazing that people still buy this. That people actually believe anything these people say. All right, we got to take a quick break. The madness and the mayhem return in a moment. Do not go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Trump has done it, and the leaders of the New World Order aren't happy. Widespread civil unrest is coming, and major cities will burn. Are you prepared? Infidel Body Armor is more than just armor, and it's more affordable than ever. Protect your family. Get the gear and training you need. The Ultimate Shooter Kit is on sale and ships free. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.